So what is your experience with Filipino culture?
My experience with Filipino culture, when I first got to, in high school, Filipino culture, I came from Alameda, and Alameda High wasn't really big, but I was all searching and looking for that place, you know. I always wanted to be around, you know, people I can relate to, Filipino Americans, and particularly a bunch of them. And to me, it's like, my experience is like, obviously, it started off with the dancing. It really started off with the dancing, doing pinnacling, and all of a sudden, doing dances that not everyone does, it's been a while, so I can't remember, but you pretty much name almost every dance except for the Baja ones. I pretty much did them all, from the Spanish suites to the Barrio suites to Muslim suites. So I started off with the dancing, and then eventually taking classes here at San Francisco State, Asian American Studies 355, Psyche and Behavior Filipinos. He taught me a lot about the history of some of the terms that come from here in America, like in depth, the history of Filipinos, you know, how many times they were conquered over and over again, why they were conquered, you know, the reason for them being conquered because of their position in, you know, geography or whatnot, and also just interacting with other Filipinos and seeing a whole bunch of similarities, even though we come from all the different areas of Philippines, there's still a lot of similarities when it comes to, like, once again, going back to family and the food and everything like that. But, I mean, when coming over here, things a lot of American influence comes to mind. Let's see what else, my experience with the culture. Other than actually being a part of, you know, the pop culture, pop culture has a lot of influence anywhere, but being a part of pop culture in the Philippines, I got to be on stage with Sir Geronimo, the whole ASAP, the whole TFC people, all them people, Regine Velasquez, Vina Morales, and Gary Valenciano, all those guys, I was able to see, how those people are, you know, they really influence the people, you know, especially the youth of today and the teenagers over there and whatnot, and, they seem pretty, you know, some of them are really arrogant, they say, you know, was it, like, the crab in the bucket or whatever. You know, they try to, bring each other down so that everyone comes on top, but no one ever really reaches the top because everyone's always bringing each other down. I see a lot of that going on. But at the same time, not everyone's like that, you know? Some of them are really welcoming and really nice. But, I never seen them in under pressure, so I couldn't really tell. But, I mean, being around that pop culture and seeing what their mentality is, we're superstars or whatever, and how, they make sure that they have an image that the people recognize them, to influence the people and inspire them and whatnot. And being around, that one, what's the boxer? Manny Pacquiao, when I got to meet him and stuff, and I got to, watch him train and everything.
You got to meet Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah, I got to meet him because my uncle is a business partner of his, and so when he's training, one time, he called us up to go to L.A. to go meet him, talk to him. He signed, both my boxing gloves, my Filipino flag. He gave me his team jacket.
Wow.
Yeah, so I got a lot of stuff, me and my brother. So, yeah, me and Manny Pacquiao. So, yeah, I was trying to meet all this. And I met the president of the Philippines.
Wow.
GMA, yeah, because he is the cousin of one of my family friends. So I was able to meet her, and, you know. So, I get real and try to get into the pop culture and stuff. And, you know, you learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
It does have an impact.